Good evening. The Conference Committee on House Health Care Appropriations and Senate Health and Human Service Appropriations Committee will now come to order. Lisa, will you please call the roll?
Senator Grimsley? Here. Senator Bean?
Here.
Senator Flores? Senator Garcia?
Here.
Senator Gibson?
Here.
Senator Sobel? Senators at large? Senator Gardner? Senator Joyner? Senator Margolis? Senator Richter? Senator Smith? Senator Thrasher. House conferees. Chair Hudson.
Here.
Representatives Cumbie.
Here.
Cruz.
Here.
Diaz.
Here.
Gates.
Here.
Hill.
Here.
Magar.
Here.
Murphy.
Here.
Pigman.
Here.
Richardson.
Yes, here.
Wood. House members at large. Representatives Baxley. Coley.
Here.
Gibbons. Gonzalez. Holder. O'Toole. Rusan. Schenck. Thurston,
here.
Waldman, Williams, Workman,
here.
Young. Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lisa. I'd like to recognize Senator Grimsley for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to nominate Representative Hudson to chair the Conference Committee on Healthcare Appropriations and Health and Human Services Appropriations.
Without objection, show that motion adopted. Representative Magar, you are recognized for a motion.
I move to nominate Senator Grimsley to serve as Vice Chair of the Conference on Committee on Health Care Appropriations and Health and Human Services Appropriations.
Without objection, show that motion adopted. We are formally organized. Members, good evening. Glad you're here for what will be an interesting discussion on the conference. I'd like to recognize Senator Grimsley if you have any comments. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to say looking forward to working with you again this year. We always have a good, cordial working relationship and look forward to continuing that this year.
Fantastic. And I concur. I think we've got a lot of points of commonality in our budget, and we have some mutual priorities that I think we'll be able to accomplish. Mr. Pridgen, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'd like to recognize Eric Pridgen to give a brief overview of the information included in your packets. And, Mr. Pridgen, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, in your packet entitled Organizational Meeting, you'll find a series of documents. The first legal spreadsheet, it's 13 pages. This is the initial side-by-side budget comparison between the House and Senate proposed GAAs as they pass out of each chamber. Moving to the second document, it's a two-page document. This shows a side-by-side of back-of-the-bill sections. Moving to the third piece, it's 4 pages. This is a side-by-side of the Medicaid conforming bill, House Bill 5201 and Senate Bill 2512. And then on page 3, there is a side-by-side of House Bill 5203, which is the cancer bill from the House, and there is no Senate counterpart for that. Moving to the next document, it's 1 page. These are implementing bill provisions that were included in either chamber's budget. And then the final packet piece is a 43-page document. This is a side-by-side of proviso language that was included in each bill, and that is the organizational packet, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Pridgen. As you can see, members, we have a fair amount of stuff to go over. And at this time, Senator Grimsley, we're prepared to make you House offer number one on the spreadsheet, and Lisa Larson is going to pass that out to the members. Okay, at this point, members of the audience, the spreadsheet will be available online within the next couple of minutes for you to be able to download, and so we can save a couple of trees along the way. All the members, I believe, now have one. And so at this point, I'd like to recognize Mr. Pridgen to go through House Offer Number 1. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In House Offer Number 1, what we've tried to do is shade the rows where we currently match up with the Senate. So I will not be going over those rows. If the row is unshaded, it means it's still an open issue. If there is a shading on the number on the left-hand side, that will be the House offer to the Senate. I'll just run through that really quickly. Starting on page 1 on line 10, we make an offer to the Senate. This is an increase of the transfer of funding for Healthy Start from the Department of Health to the Agency for Healthcare Administration. Moving into page 2 on lines 42 and 43, we would move to the Senate position on the tobacco fund shift. Moving down to line item 55, we are making an offer to the Senate. There was a minor calculation correction for that issue, so we've included the correct amount on line 55. Moving to line 63A, this is a new issue. This is a transfer of an attorney position from the Department of Children and Families to the Agency for Persons with Disabilities per their agreement. Moving to line 68A, this is a new issue to provide some non-recurring funding for some actuarial services at the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. Moving to 76, we would move to the Senate position on the client data management system. This has been taken care of with a reappropriation in the back of the bill. Line 79, we make an offer of $650 for the Quest Kids. On line 85, we move to the Senate position on ARC of Jacksonville Village. Moving to page 4, line 102A, that is the companion of line 63A, which was the transfer from DCF to APD of the attorney. 114A and 114B, this is a new issue to realign some positions in the sexually violent predator program at DCF. Line 121, we maintain our original position, but we've changed the fund splits a bit on 121. Moving to page 5, on line 138 and 139, we would come to the Senate position on those issues. 140A is a new issue. This provides some additional funding to finalize the electronic personal health records issue that was funded this current fiscal year. 142, we would move to the Senate position and restore funding for CAT teams on a recurring basis. 143A is a new issue. It's $300,000 for some for the contracted services that the agency pays to the Attorney General's Office for Child Welfare Legal Services. 151, we move to the Senate on homeless coalitions. Moving to page 6, 157, we make an offer of $450,000 on the TOPS program. 159, we make an offer of $2.5 million for the data analytics at the Department of Children and Families. 160, we come to the Senate position on $4 million for child protective investigations for families experiencing domestic violence. 163, we come to the Senate position to expand pregnant women substance abuse services by $1,033,000. 170, we move to the Senate position and we restore funding for pregnant women and substance abuse services on a recurring basis. On 173, we move to the Senate position on Marissa Mora. On 176, we continue our offer on the expansion of the community action teams to get them up to a $750,000 per team amount. 178, we provide funding for six new CAT teams. This would be CAT team at Manatee Glens, Lakeside in Orange County, Treasure Coast Family Preservation Services, Walton County COPES, Lake County Lifestream, and New Horizons of the Treasure Coast in Okeechobee. On line 182 and 183, we make an offer to the Senate based on some additional funding. On 193, we go to the Senate. 194, we go to the Senate. 195, we would go to the Senate. 197, we would accept the Senate position. 201, 202, we would take the Senate position. 208, 9, and 10, we make an offer of $1.5 million for three CBCs. 217, we move to the Senate position. 220, we move to the Senate position. 232, we make an offer of $3 million for the guardianship program at the Department of Elder Affairs. Moving down to 244, we make an offer to increase funding for Alzheimer's community care by $500,000 for a total of $750,000. 245, we accept the Senate position. 248, we provide some additional funding for the PACE program. This would fund 50 slots at the Miami Jewish Home in Broward, 50 slots at Miami Jewish Home in Miami-Dade, 200 at Morse Life in Palm Beach, 30 in Hope Hospice of Lee County, 10 in Hope Hospice of Collier, and 10 in Hope Hospice of Charlotte. Also provides 35 additional slots at the Suncoast PACE program in Pinellas County. Moving to page 9, on 257 A and B, we make an offer to realign some funding based on a budget amendment that had been approved. 266, this is the companion to the transfer issue that was received in ACA. Moving to page 10, on line 283 and 284, we make an offer on a technical issue to eliminate some unfunded budget. 287, we come to the Senate position on the drugs, vaccines, and biologicals reduction. 298A, we make an offer of $500,000 for the Healthy Start Coalition ASO implementation. 299, we make an offer of zero on the Sacred Heart. 300A, we make an offer of $600,000 for additional newborn screening and hearing testing. 304, we come to the Senate at 2:30. 305, we make an offer of $874,500 for the Nurse Family Partnership. 306, we make an offer of $20,000. 308, we make an offer of $50,000 for Healthy Start of Hillsboro. 309, we move to the Senate position. 311, we move to the Senate position. 314, we make an offer of $50,000. 316, we make an offer for an endowed cancer chair at Mayo Clinic. And I will continue to talk about the cancer, but basically the House offer here on the cancer is a total of $42.4 million for the NCI-designated cancer centers, $5.6 million for Sanford Burnham, maintain the $20 million for Bankhead Coley and James and Esther King, and then $2 million for the endowed chair at the Mayo Clinic. This would include needing to amend the conforming bill to set a minimum threshold for each center of $12 million in lieu of the current $16 in the House position. Moving to line 321, we come to the Senate position. On 324, this is our offer on cancer care of 15.6. 327, we make an offer of 100,000. 330, we come to the Senate position. 334, we come to the Senate position. 335A, this is a new issue to provide some funding for some Alzheimer's data collection at the Department of Health. 340, 341, and 342, we move to the Senate position. Moving to page 12, 347, we come to the Senate position. 348, we make an offer of $200,000. 349, we move to the Senate. 350, we move to the Senate. 351, we move to the Senate. 352, move to the Senate. 354, we make an offer of $450,000. 357 and 358, we move to the Senate position. 360, we move to the Senate. 362 and 363, we move to the Senate. 372, we accept the Senate position. And in Veterans Affairs on page 13, 389A, we make an offer for a Veterans Crisis Intervention Program of $150,000. And that is the offer, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Pridgen, and thank you for your hard work in putting that together with your staff. Senator Grimsley, and that is our House offer number one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looks like a good, fair offer. If you don't mind, we'd like to take it and review it. And it's 8:20 now. I don't believe that we could come back to you tonight. So perhaps I believe we're on a one-hour notice requirement, so perhaps we could notice sometime in the morning.
What a shame. I was kind of thinking, you know, it would be late night here in the Knott Building, but that's all right. That's okay. With that, members, we're adjourned.